Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. What the heck are you doing?
Is this the last Fuzzy Glove Hour?
Of 2021.
But isn't this the end of it?
No.
Hasn't honor been satisfied?
No.
How long does this go on?
It goes on until the end of February.
And then are we two handsome orphans?
March 2nd. March 2nd is the last Fuzzy Glove Hour. And then
wait, you're not doing one of those marathons again, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Speaking of that, funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
People might want to mark down in their calendar March 9th.
Yeah.
At 6:15
p.m. Wait, pause, Ken. Everyone has to get their calendars out. March 9th.
March 9th, 6:15 p.m.
What's going on there?
It's the soaking of the Breckman.
Oh, no. Those days are over.
March 2nd's the last Fuzzy Glove Hour. I would say on March 9th we should resume calling it 7-second delay. You want to call it two
handsome orphans.
Two handsome orphans.
Because we're both handsome.
Yeah.
And both of our parents are dead.
Right. All four of them.
And that just kind of describes us to a T, doesn't it? What else do you need to know about two people? I mean, our characters were forged by those two facts.
Yeah. I miss the old...
The fact that I'm handsome really has probably altered my destiny more than anything else.
It has, yeah.
I never know if people like me for myself.
Or for your looks and your body.
Or because I'm handsome.
And there's...
It's a curse.
There's your body as well.
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
And then, being orphaned, that's a bummer.
True.
Like after the show, you know, I can't call my mom and say, "What'd you think, Mom? How'd I do?
Right.
Did I win?" I know I never talked to you about this, but I always consider each show we do a contest.
Oh, so do I.
Between you and me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what the score is?
What?
I'm winning 512 to 308.
Can you share that list with me?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to contest that a bit.
Yeah.
You can
No, I'm fair.
I didn't know you were doing this.
Yeah. I keep score every
week.
What
was the last show I won?
You won last week.
Well, yeah, I won last week. That was a fun game last week.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Yeah.
We still got it, buddy.
Classic rock corporate roulette. Yeah, that was good. I want to do that again.
Yeah. Well, but we're not going to.
So you may have...
We have a crappy idea for tonight.
Yes. On to the crappy idea. Right.
It'll make you miss last week so bad.
Well, you had a little proposal you wanted to put forward.
Well, I just don't know the downside. Well, maybe there is a downside. But we've been talking about it. Every worker dreams about having, you know, three-day weekends.
Love them.
Love them, right?
Everybody loves the three-day weekend.
But every employer, the Chamber of Commerce, loves the five-day work week, right?
Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Well, they like getting 40 hours. 40 hours.
Well, but a lot of places it's more than 40 hours. You have to have, if your store's open, you can't close your store on Friday.
True.
And so, you know what gave me this idea?
What?
Sir Paul McCartney, John Lennon. The late John Lennon.
Yeah, go on.
Little song called 8 Days a Week. Got a little idea.
Ah, okay. What's the
idea?
Let
me remind you. Maybe, hey, let's bring up that song. That's our inspiration. Why not have 8 day weeks? What's the argument against it? It's the best of everything. Everybody's happy.
An 8 day work week?
You work, no. A 5 day work week and then a 3 day weekend every week.
Oh.
An extra day between Friday and Saturday, and I even have a good name for it.
What?
You a fan of Boz Scaggs, the singer?
Yeah.
Boz Day.
Boz Day?
Yeah, Boz Scaggs. He's pretty talented. He's all right. Why not?
You told me you wanted to call it Ken's Day.
No, we'll go Boz Day. Boz Day, because everyone agrees Boz Scaggs is pretty great.
But Ken...
And Ken Freeman, you're a pretty controversial figure. You're very divisive. Look, it goes like this. Just follow along with me. Monday, as is. Tuesday. Wednesday. Very familiar. Thursday. Mm-hmm. Nothing unusual there. Friday. Then you got Boz Day. Then you got Saturday. Then you got Sunday.
No.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Bosday, Saturday, Sunday.
No.
And then Bosday, Saturday, Sunday is off.
I think you should do Saturday, Ken's Day, Sunday.
Well, we're not doing Ken's Day.
All right. Then it should be Saturday, Bosday, Sunday.
Why? Oh, it doesn't matter.
So that it's in the middle. Then it's like a real gift.
Okay. Saturday, Bosday, Sunday. Now, what's the argument against it?
Well, that's an 8-day week.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, no, I'm all for
it. There'd be fewer weeks per year.
I'm all for it.
Okay, there's fewer weeks per year.
Yeah, 45 weeks.
45 weeks per year.
45 weeks, and then you have one leftover 5-day weekend.
But, okay, but wait. Well, you just follow. No, it just rolls over. It just starts again.
No, it doesn't
have to be an equal 365 days.
No, it does.
Right now there's not an equal 365 days.
It rolls over.
No, it's 364 days now.
Seven
times 52 is 364.
Yeah, but you don't go by the weeks, you go by the months, which have a different number of days.
No, but nobody takes that last day off. You just roll it over. Sometimes January 1st is a Monday.
Yeah, but the year has 365 days because...
Right.
Long it takes for the Earth to orbit the sun.
So on some years, there'll be a 3-day week hanging over, an overhang. Some years, it'll land exactly on 365. Some years, it'll be a 2-day overhang.
It's chaos.
The argument against it is...
You get out of sync with the season.
It's slightly less productive, I guess, percentage-wise. But wait. But my proposal is, there's more to my proposal. I think if we did this, would you agree to this? Right here, look this up. How many federal holidays are there right now? 53?
No.
Everybody that gets shot gets a federal holiday. You get the day off. Right now, how many federal holidays are there?
Andy Warhol got shot. No.
You don't celebrate Warhol Day?
I don't.
No,
do
I'm
you?
I'm at the beach every year. Listen. Are there 20 federal holidays a year? How many federal? Yes. Well, there's a ton.
Not 20.
There's a ton. I'm going to ask people to sacrifice those.
I'm looking it up.
There's no way to look it up. It's a state secret.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, there's
nine.
More than nine.
New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Warhol Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, New Year's
Day.
Now,
there are 12 permanent federal holidays. New Year's Day, Martin Luther King, Inaugural Day, which is every 4 years.
Inaugural Day?
Well, that's every 4 years. Wait, hold on.
That's not a federal holiday, Inaugural Day?
It is. The feds don't go to work. It's federal work.
It's not a bank holiday.
It might not be a state holiday. Wait, hold on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Sam the Appraiser. Did you guys do the holiday shtick?
We're in the middle of it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy. Wait, hold on. Wait, there's a new one. There's Juneteenth. Hold on.
Okay, Juneteenth.
Okay. New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Inauguration Day, Washington's Birthday, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day.
This is great radio.
Hang on. Sam the Appraiser has a question about your holiday shtick here. Go ahead,
it's
Sam.
Really great radio, I got to say. there's a real fatal flaw with this plan that you guys haven't thought of.
What's that?
Hang up. Hang up on him. Hang up. Okay. Hang up. Hang up.
Done.
No, it's the perfect plan. As long as we hang up on anyone that, I feel bad now.
Why?
Because Sam's my friend.
Yeah. Well, no, but he was going to.
I didn't think he was going to puncture my little balloon.
Well, I can tell you what he was probably going to say.
What?
Is that you're going to get all out of sync with the seasons.
No, that's not what wait, Sam, call back. And I'm apologizing.
Because it takes 365 days for the Earth to orbit the sun.
I promise you this, Kenny, there will still be 365 days a year. We're talking about the number of weeks. The week is arbitrary. God didn't say, I guess God did say 7 days a week. He rested on the seventh day. I take that back.
Yeah, there you go, God.
Okay, God said 7 days, but Lennon McCartney said 8 days. Who are you going to believe, baby? Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I recall the lyrics correctly, 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. They wanted even more. They were pretty greedy. Ooh, I need your love. This song is wall-to-wall weasel lines. You know what a weasel line is?
No.
It's lines that don't mean anything. They're just thrown in.
Oh, yeah.
Like to rhyme.
Sure. Yeah, they hadn't actually started writing good lyrics yet. Is that what you're saying?
Well, this song even has the line, "One thing I can say, babe, love you all the time. One thing I can say, babe." Come on. It's just so weak. But the idea, 8 days a week, it's pretty profound.
Yeah, no, I'm all for 8 days a week. Why don't we have a four-day work week and a three-day week, and then we don't have to change anything, just work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's actually been tried in a bunch of different countries.
And then everyone takes a 3-day weekend?
Yeah, it's called a 4-10.
But what do stewards do? What do retail people
do? Screw them!
All right, let's take some calls. And okay. Sam, I'm apologizing. He's a friend of the show. I treated him shabbily.
Yeah, but he was going to He was going to expose the fatal flaw.
I wonder what he was going to say.
Yeah, if you're going to expose the fatal flaw, never say that you're going to do that. Just jump right in and do it.
That was his fatal flaw.
Yeah.
Dial your operator.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. A problem is that there are a lot of people who care about observing one Sabbath or another.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
we're not taking the Sabbath away.
No, we're adding another Sabbath.
You can go to church.
They're going to stick to a 7-day week with a Sabbath Sunday or Saturday, usually Sunday.
You mean if they stick
every
to the
7 days?
You mean the
so
Jewish
that would put them within the working week of most of the time?
You mean the Jewish calendar would not be affected by this?
No. Well, the calendar of anyone who uses a 7-day week to determine when the Sabbath is, which includes a lot of evangelical Christians who vote.
But you have Boz Day. You have an extra potential Sabbath day, Boz Day.
They'll say enjoy them in hell.
No, they can still have their Saturday. They can still have their Shabbos or their Sunday. We're not taking Saturday and Sunday away.
No, but they will continue to say that their Sabbath day, because the Bible says it would end up within the work week.
Ken, what he's saying is God rested on the seventh
day. So you just get a bunch of white out and you fix the Bible.
It's not that easy.
Jefferson tried. It didn't work.
There's a lot of hotel rooms. There's a lot of Gideon Bibles out there.
A lot of Gideons. Let's put those Gideons to work.
I think the first step would be making 8 days a week the national anthem.
Right. It's true.
Wouldn't it be great at the Super Bowl to see everyone standing up? Ooh, there it is.
I think 8 days a week just means more than is actually possible.
Oh, I see. That's not true.
You have 45 weeks a year.
He's referring to the song, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that was the early 60s. They hadn't expanded their minds yet.
Wouldn't it be great before every baseball game to have everyone stand up and put their hand over their heart and say 8 days a week?
What if it were Imagine instead?
Imagine.
I just want to see a football stadium filled with people singing an anarcho-communist atheist anthem.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you would. I would actually take a knee on that one.
Why not keep a 7-day week and just take all of them off?
Wait a minute. Why not keep the seven? Why not give me my 8 days week and give up all your federal holidays? Would you agree to that? That's 12 federal holidays. That's one a month.
No Warhol Day?
Yeah. Wait, is that a trade-off people would agree to? You'll get a 3-day weekend every week. Just give up those damn holidays. I bet people would agree to that.
I still don't think it works. So you're still going to have to figure out how to make it match 365 days.
No, that's not. You're overthinking it. You're not even overthinking it. You're not thinking it. You're underthinking it. It doesn't have to come out even.
It does.
It doesn't. The weeks don't have to come out even. January 1st is sometimes on a Tuesday, sometimes on a Friday. Does it bother you? Does your head explode?
But it's always during the winter time.
Well, this will still be during the winter time.
No, eventually it'll be in the summer.
No, Andy is right for once.
Can you turn this guy up?
Hang on a second. Can you repeat that?
Andy is right for once.
What?
In this respect, he's not changing the number of days in a year. He's just changing how they're labeled.
I'm in love with this caller. Why don't we get more guys like this? Why don't we give him his own dedicated line?
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
Michael in Boston.
There
it
is.
Michael in Boston. I knew it was Michael in Boston.
Okay, so wait. So the argument against it, the only argument so far against it is, well, there's a productivity, there's a Chamber of Commerce argument.
No,
it would be fewer work days a year.
You're not going far enough with that. I think a much simpler thing is to just ban work and then people can just do what they want with the calendar.
Just ban work.
The UK had a three-day work week in the mid-70s. Japan has played around with the four-day work week, 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. France had a 35-hour work week in the year 2000.
I'd be willing to work 7 days a week for the rest of my life to automate all the work away.
I just want
human
a five
beings shouldn't do it.
A 5 day purge period, once a year. That's all I want. That's why I believe in 45 8-day weeks and 1 5-day weekend.
For the purge.
For whatever you, some people might use it for a purge.
It doesn't
Would
have
you
to
get
end.
Tired of throwing up after 3 days.
No, that's I don't know if that's the kind of purge Uncle Ken means. But it doesn't have to end. Your year doesn't always have to end on a Friday, Ken.
No, of course not. I'm not saying it has to end on a Friday. The current calendar doesn't always end
exactly.
on the same day of the week.
Exactly.
No, that's not my point. It just has to be 365
the thing is, this
days.
Has been proposed before. I can't remember the name of the widow who was funding what she wanted to be a huge international movement to make the days line up with the days of the month the same way every year, so that, say, January 1st would always be on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And she got tremendous opposition from religious figures in her time.
Oh.
Because it had the same feature. It would make what they want to be Sunday, let's call it the Sabbath.
Well, that was Widow Livingston.
The Sabbath day move around within the work week 5/7 of the time. So you'd have, like, really religious Christians 1 week on Wednesday was saying, no, I'm sorry, I can't come in, it's the Sabbath, and then the next week, you know, on Friday.
Yeah, you're very, very concerned. Sabbath. You're very concerned about the religious people.
Well, I know what he means. Well, people like the
they're banning a good chunk of women's rights even as we speak, and they're teaching people that pain and work are the destiny of human beings and keeping us locked as primitive.
Yeah,
so
why are you trying to protect
them?
Why are you trying to protect them so much?
I'm not trying to protect them. I'm just saying.
Well, he's acknowledging their influence. Wait, am I going to get my 8-day work week?
I say they're banned from Bozday. All those religious people, they cannot participate in all the festivities that will take place every week on Bozday.
It sounds like Lennon McCartney.
But they're probably against most of them to begin with.
Exactly.
It sounds like Lennon McCartney didn't think this through. It sounds like they just wanted to write another hit song.
Thank you, Michael in Boston. So we were going to talk to the Farmer's Almanac people.
Yeah, I called them.
Yeah.
We thought that would be fun.
Yeah, did they call back?
I did talk to them.
You did?
Farmer's Almanac people, I talked to the editor.
And what did he have to say?
I turned on the charm. I cranked up the charm,
yep.
Cranked it up to 11.
Yep.
And you know I'm irresistible when I want to be.
Oh, I know.
In hindsight, I should have cranked it up to 14. He resisted me.
Wow.
I could feel him losing interest as the call went on.
No.
Yeah. Not unlike our listeners must be feeling.
Because
right
I was saying yesterday, the Farmer's Almanac, who pays any attention to them? They'd love to be on the show. Not the case, though, huh?
No, not the case.
Did he have a reason why he was against the 8-day week?
He was intrigued. He pretended to be intrigued.
Uh-huh.
But then he said, I have a conflict.
Jeez.
I guess he's going to be napping.
How did you try to charm him?
Well, you know I can crank up the charm.
Yeah, but how do you crank up the charm on a Farmer's Almanac editor?
Well, I say the same. I deliver my sales pitch, but I deliver it in a silly French accent.
Uh-huh. So give me an example. My name is Andy Breckman.
Yeah, that's right. And He didn't fall under my spell.
Oh, my God. Do you think he knew you were using a fake accent?
I think in hindsight, like, I maybe overplayed my hand.
In Oregon, they used a four-day school week.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
And
I bet parents hated that. Parents that worked 5 days a week must have hated it.
Yeah, and they found that it led to lower test scores. But on the other hand, 2021's not a representative year. It's probably
wait. If everyone else is getting lower test scores, look, teachers mark on a curve.
Right, right.
That'd be great for my kids.
Yep.
Evan and Molly, that's our new game plan, kids.
I'm not saying that the extra 5 days has to be used, you know, in any particular way. It could be a big national holiday.
Look, 8 days a week, 5 days of work, right? Everyone puts in their 5 days.
Right.
3 day weekend.
Why not 4 days and 3 days? And then we don't have a problem at all. Just work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Oh, because then all my fast food restaurants might be closed.
No, they'll hire other people.
Oh. Why not 3 days? Why not 3 days and 4 days?
Oh, 3 days and like 13 hours a day?
Yeah.
That seems reasonable to me.
Would you implement it here at WFMU?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I would.
Yeah, right. I don't think so. Big talker. Let's see you. Why don't you call Matt right now? Call Matt and Olivia. Go ahead. Call your staff right now and tell them your new protocol. Call them right now. Starting next week.
We have a call. Maybe this is them on the phone now.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Matt or Olivia? Hi, it's you.
Hello?
Hi. Matt?
No.
No.
Olivia?
It's Seth.
Hey, Seth.
It's Seth.
Oh, hey. I couldn't tell I got on.
Oh, no, yeah. You're not on. Did you want to get on the air and talk to Ken and Andy?
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
Aren't I now?
No. Hang on, Seth. You're next.
No, that's the old show. I don't want to go back to that show.
Seth, there are two calls in front of you. Just hang on, buddy.
You're next in line.
No. Look.
Yeah.
I think what you're talking about is standardizing a work week, which is an excellent idea. There's already competing calendars, and none of that goes away by standardizing a work week.
Right.
You know, there's competing currencies, competing calendars. As long as we're all moving along during the season, there's no problem with standardizing a work week.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not sorry, really. I enjoy interrupting. How are there competing calendars? I don't understand.
There's Chinese calendars.
The Jewish calendar.
The Hebrew calendar.
I see.
The Gregorian calendar.
Julian calendar.
Yep.
You know.
Lots of calendars.
Islamic calendar. All kinds of calendars.
Oh, yeah.
Competing in a sense, I suppose. But if you're talking about standardizing a work week, yeah, man, let's do it.
But isn't the work week standardized now, Monday through Friday?
Yeah, it's not most beneficial. I mean, people are so overworked, especially with the COVID. You know, I mean, at least I have been. But no, it's due.
So
I agree, man.
Microsoft in Japan instituted.
It's a serious idea. I wish you wouldn't be making jokes about it.
Oh no, we're not making jokes.
Well, we're not making funny jokes.
Right,
that's our compromise.
If it's not funny, it doesn't count as a joke. Microsoft Japan. I'm being dead serious.
I'm not being serious at all.
Microsoft in Japan conducted a trial 4 day work week, 10 hours a day. Just 2 years ago, they tried this out.
How'd that work out?
Paid leave on Fridays.
In that way, and it works, I guess.
Oh, my God. And then they did other things, too. They cut the length of most meetings from a full hour to half an hour. God, that's great. And they capped attendance at all meetings, no more than 5 employees per meeting. And they reported that during the trial, the company used 25% less electricity, and sales per employee increased 40%.
And how's Microsoft doing?
They're doing okay.
Doing better than FMU?
Yep.
Why don't you call Matt right now? Let's hear you call him and tell him the good news.
Okay. Got to look up his number.
I got his number.
Okay.
555.
Okay, hang on.
Sorry, it's 1-201.
Okay. 1-201.
555.
Okay.
4321.
4321, okay. How do you know his number?
I know everyone's number. Everyone's number is the same number.
So this isn't his number.
Let's see.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
You just pulled
that. Wait, you didn't let her finish. You didn't let her finish. You don't know what she was going to say.
She was going to say the number, you know.
Your call cannot be completed. She might have said your call cannot be completed now. Wait 10 seconds. And now I'll happily complete your call.
Okay.
You don't know what she was going to say. You cut her off.
Okay, fine. Let's see what she had to say.
I have a funny story, by the way, about 555 numbers.
Okay.
Isn't it sad I have to announce that my story is funny? I don't leave it up to you.
Okay. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial
again. Oh, okay. You were right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That's a dead end.
Can you check your number?
Okay, try this one. 1-201-555-4322.
Very close to the last number.
Well, yeah, but it's a whole different switch. It's a whole different... We're entering a whole different door.
I thought you only had
Wish us luck. Hang on. Hold my hand. I'm scared. Well, that's not a good sign.
Call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Thank you.
I thought you only had one number memorized.
All right, let's just try this. And this is just a shot in the dark.
Okay.
1-201. I know the odds. It's a long shot.
Yeah.
555-4323. Hold on. Let me cross my fingers. Heavenly Father, please make this man's number. Damn!
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Jean-Pierre Gascon from the Farmer's Almanac.
I don't think so.
Hi, Jean-Michel.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's just kidding. It's just his idea of a joke.
You guys got to get the Catholics using the 8-day calendar and the Protestants stay on the 7-day and then just watch the wars unfold.
Yeah, they'll be going to church different days, worshiping different days. Yep. Oh, man.
Oh, it'll be the troubles all over again.
It'll be the
like 56 weeks, they'll have a day of peace where it's the same day.
Well, that's where the 5-day purge period comes in.
It's the Bosday Wars. That's how history
I've never heard anybody complain that there aren't enough days in the week. The thing people complain about is that there aren't enough hours in the day.
Exactly.
So I think you've got to go with a 30-hour day. Then everyone gets 6 free hours.
Oh, there you go. A 30-hour day.
Imagine 6 hours to do whatever you want every day. No nagging from the wife or job or any, you know, it's just your extra gravy time.
Yes.
Wait, so those extra 6 hours, the rule would be the wife can't disagree with you. The wife can't object to anything.
Yeah. It's time that didn't even exist before.
Yeah.
So nobody can do anything to you.
Sweetheart, these are extra hours. Sweetheart, these hours didn't exist last week.
It's like if you were supposed to die and then they spared you and you had another 6 hours to live. What would you do with that 6 hours? You know, it's just free bonus time.
I know Ken would watch the end of Succession.
Oh, I've already watched it a few times.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, you could go bowling.
Yeah, you could go bowling.
Or you could fight with your wife.
I think that's a problem, again, because the Earth takes 24 hours to rotate. So you'd get out of sync with the sunlight.
You know, my kids.
Isn't Ken a downer?
My kid showed me something so funny on the internet. You know the internet, Ken?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they have funny things on the internet.
Yep.
That apparently.
I think with global warming, though, the Earth is slowing down. So.
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah, it certainly feels that way. I know things are slowing down around here, but anyway, uptown in northern Manhattan, in Midtown Manhattan, at a bowling alley. A guy, you know when they have the 300 games, people bowled 300?
Yeah.
And they have little plaques up.
Right, like, yeah.
Apparently, a guy bowled a 300 game on 9/11/2001.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's got to be the afternoon of the attacks had occurred.
Yeah.
Nobody was paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was watching the guy. There couldn't have been any witnesses.
Right.
That's when you bowl your 300.
So you're saying he didn't really bowl 300?
Yeah. It's like a guy in Hiroshima saying, hey, I just got a hole in one. Oh, what? Oh, you were watching the big mushroom cloud. Oh, you missed it. But anyway, there's a plaque in Midtown Manhattan.
at a bowling alley?
Yeah, at a bowling alley. A guy bowled 300 that day. That's a story. We should get that guy on the radio.
Yeah.
We should challenge him.
Okay, so tell us your 555 story now.
Well, I wrote I had a movie in production years ago. My God.
Sam, you still with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a great story.
It's a great story. Yeah, Sam, if you're driving, you might want to pull over. Do not operate heavy machinery because you're going to be laughing and laughing.
Okay, I'm not driving.
Okay. Well, don't drink any milk either. It'll just come out your nose.
Okay.
What was I saying, Ken?
Can he drink other stuff?
Whatever you want, Kenny.
Okay. I'm going to drink some beer.
So you had a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a movie. It was, I don't even want to say
555. Five, five, five.
Yeah, but anyway, there was a real estate sign. There was somebody's a realtor sign on the front lawn in a scene.
Right.
And the producer called me and said, hey, we're putting this realtor sign on the front lawn. And we don't want to just put a 555 number on the sign because it looks so phony.
Right. Every phone number in every movie has a 555.
It takes you out of the movie. It's jarring. Because it's not real. So the producer said, hey, can we use your number, your office line? And I said, oh, man, I don't want to get a million calls. He says, no, it won't be a million calls. We're just going to pan past the sign. No one will see it. It'll be on the screen for just a second at the most. And I said, okay, you can put my number on. And the movie came out, and, of course, it tanked. And no one went to see it in the theaters.
What movie was it?
It was a disaster. It was a Richard Pryor
movie. True Identity? Oh, Moving.
Yeah, Moving.
Moving with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, so it tanked in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's my trademark, by the way.
Yeah.
My fans have come to expect
that. No, I saw it at the Tank Film Festival.
Exactly. And then what that movie needed was a three-day weekend to really make some money. But then a few, and I didn't even remember this. I thought, months go by, I'm trying to forget about the movie. And then months go by, 4 months go by, 5 months go by, and then it comes out on video. Where you can freeze the frame.
Aha.
And the phone rang off the hook.
Interesting.
Night and day, 24 hours a day.
When it was released on VHS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And what were
that
the nature of the
cult classic?
Yeah, it became a cult classic.
What were the nature of the calls?
Well, it's a good question. There were different kinds of calls. There were about three different kinds of calls. The first it was about one third. About a third of the callers were drunk. And it was 3 a.m, and they thought they were hysterical. They were, hey, I'll buy that house. How much is that house? Is there an open house this weekend? They were being funny. That's about a third of the callers. A lot of them, I don't want to stereotype anyone, a lot of them had Southern accents. There's like frat house kids.
Okay.
Then about a third of them thought they were going to do me a favor. Hey, check out this Warner Brothers movie. That's what they were saying. They used your phone number. You could sue them, man. you could sue the ass off these guys. They thought they were doing me a favor.
Right.
And they were great calls. And I actually had them recorded for a while. And then about another third of them, the last third of them, thought they had broken some kind of secret code. They thought they won something. Hey, I'm calling about the movie, The Sign. Yeah, listen, and then they gave their name, and listen, I don't know, is there a prize? Is there some kind of, did I win something?
Wow.
Anyway, so that was my experience with
the
movie.
Oh, man.
You should have said, Paul is dead, and the hang up or something.
I remember I had a lot of...
You should have saved those phone calls.
Did you have some wise-ass remarks for them?
I did. I had a lot of wise-ass remarks. This is when I used to be a wise-ass.
Right.
Mm.
So... I enjoyed that.
So, Sam, can you imitate the first category of caller? Can you be like a Southern frat boy making a joke, and Andy will give you his patented wise-ass retort? Go ahead, Sam.
So these were the people that thought they were hilarious. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, man, can I get the house? Is the house still available?
Well, actually, the house is under contract now, but we are taking names, and there is a waiting list if the contract falls apart.
Oh, man, because I really want to live in that area where Richard Pryor is, because he's a movie star, Anyway, exactly. I was watching a movie. I remember totally.
Great imitation, Sam.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was living with.
Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
That's my little Hollywood story.
Yeah, you should have saved those phone calls, boy. I save interesting voicemail messages.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a wait. Let's do that next week. Play us the voicemail message that you couldn't erase, that you didn't want to erase, that you've been saving.
Okay.
That's a good show. Well, next week I'm not here.
Well, neither am I. Yeah, Bucci is filling in for us next week, and David Cooper is filling in for us the week after.
Tell me something about Bucci.
Bucci's been doing a show on FMU.
Great.
Very funny guy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not going to miss me then. And this is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Is David Cooper, is he a dud? Is he
No. David actually professional talk show host.
Oh, no.
He does a nightly nationwide coast-to-coast talk show in Canada.
Change of plans.
Canada.
Change of plans. I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'm never leaving.
And then we'll be back the first Wednesday in January.
We'll be revitalized.
You want to hear a voicemail message that I've been saving?
Wait, that's actually a good show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's do that in January. Wait, how do I remember that? Wait, hold on.
Write it down.
Wait, we're talking to 14 people that are listening. Wait, how many people do you think are listening?
A few thousand.
Wait, no, I think less. Wait, hold on. The voicemail you saved.
Here's one.
Yeah.
Well, you know that we have this Bob Dylan death tape.
Yeah.
We pre-recorded an obituary show.
Yeah.
So that when Bob Dylan dies, you don't even have to think about it. You just break the glass.
Yeah.
So I can't wait myself. Yeah. It was such a good show. So I guess I've jumped the gun a couple of times on the air when I thought Bob Dylan may have died. Like this morning.
You had a feeling? You just woke up with a feeling?
Well, sometimes things happen to
Hank, I think we've lost Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I feel the spirit of Dylan has left.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes I get ahead of myself and here's a phone call. Whoops. There we go.
Okay. Is this you making the call?
No.
Hi. I was listening this morning and he did an obituary show on Bob Dylan. So I freaked out. I called everybody I knew, told them he was dead, and he's not dead. So I don't. Maybe you got a bad report. But it's very irresponsible to do this. I don't know if it was all tongue in cheek. But I don't. I really don't get it. You don't play or you don't mess around like that. My name is Les. LES 908.
That's a call you saved.
That was Les. Yeah.
That, do you think that was save worthy? That call?
I save every Bob Dylan call. Any call I get about anything related.
Wait, I didn't know your standards were that low. Oh, I would have been saving a lot more calls. That's a call you save?
Yeah. Here's another one.
Yes, I'm one of your listeners. And last Wednesday, you guys around 11 a.m., air a program about Bob Dylan.
It goes on from there.
You save these calls.
I get excited.
Wait, number one, you aired a Dylan obituary.
No, I didn't air the Dylan obituary. I never even said he was dead.
And then these guys, what, misheard you? Misunderstood you?
I think they misread my body language.
Okay, I didn't know you were saving those kind of calls.
Yeah, yeah. I save all sorts of calls.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to underline the word interesting.
But I have
what interesting voicemail have you saved? Look, I'm going to underline it twice. Interesting.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. Interesting to other people.
Hang on a second.
Not just interesting to you.
Right.
Something that might be interesting to the listener.
Yeah, okay. I don't have anything like that.
I got through.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Nadia?
Yeah.
Hi, Nadia.
That was a lot of work to get through on the line.
Yeah.
Make another line.
Sure was.
You should make another line.
Frequent caller.
Hey, Nadia. First off, you're looking forward to Christmas?
What?
Looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
And what do you think you're going to get for Christmas?
I don't know. Pokemon cards?
Oh man, Pokemon cards. Those are valuable now.
Hey, Nadia, you know what? I have access, because my son is very good with computers. He hacked into Santa's naughty list. Would you like me to check to see if you're on the naughty list?
No, it's fine. I just don't like the name you used for the third weekend.
Oh, for Boz Day?
Boz Day.
Yeah, no, you should totally change it to, I don't know, Dragon Ball Day or something.
Driving All Day?
No, Dragon Ball Day.
Dragon Ball Day.
Oh, that's a good name.
Wait, Nadia, you don't understand. Play a little Boz Gags. Play Lowdown. Hold on, Nadia. You're in for the treat of your life. Your head's going to explode. We're going to introduce you to Boz Skaggs now. Are you listening?
Okay,
this is why we call the day Boz Day. Just give this a listen. Here it is. You're welcome, Nadia. Are you dancing around your room right now?
No.
So what do you think, Dragon Ball Day or Boz Day?
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I like the Beastie Boys better.
Yeah. How about Ken's Day? It rhymes with Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Play the rest of Lowdown. Now listen to him sing. Listen to this voice. I think it's a great voice. Little disco move here.
Oh, well, bye. Happy holidays.
Oh, bye, Nadia.
Happy holidays, Nadia.
Bye.
I guess Nadia didn't want to know if she was on the naughty list.
No, I think she knows that it was a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
What it was.
Yeah, it's me just trying to be funny.
Yeah. Did Josh really hack into the naughty list?
You know, when I told the editor of the Farmer's Almanac that I had hacked into Santa's naughty list, he ended the call pretty abruptly.
Why did you bring that up?
I thought that would be just something he would
find that funny.
He would find that irresistible.
Yeah.
Would you like to know if you're on the naughty list, sir? Is what I said.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
To him, to an adult?
I wasn't sure he was an adult. In hindsight, I realize now he was probably an adult.
To the editor of the Farmer's
Almanac. Ken, I'm saying it was a misstep. It was an acknowledged error.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
Let's hear some more Boz Skaggs.
Okay.
Hey, let's play 15 minutes of Boz Skaggs and go home early. Putting your business in the street, talking out loud. Saying you bought it this and that. How much you done spend? I swear she must believe. When I'm out socially and I have to give a toast, I always raise a glass and I say, to Boz Skaggs.
You know, I've never seen you do that.
No, and I've only done it once.
I've seen you give toast.
I was alone.
Yeah.
Boy, this guy rocked for a while.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, I know. He's so popular.
No, that's fine. It's fine that he's popular. I don't dislike.
Has anyone ever played Boz Skaggs on the radio?
Oh, hell
station?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
You know what my favorite Boz Skaggs song is?
Which one?
Make My Life Shine. That's from his first album.
Yeah?
That's a great blues song. I'm going to get up and make my life shine. You know that song?
Nope. I don't think it's a real song.
I'll be long gone by the time she makes up her mind. This is the first song.
Yeah, it's not a real song.
No, it's not a real song.
Well, there is
that's
a song.
The only thing, that's the only thing that prevented it from being a hit.
There's a song called Make My Life Shine, but it's not by Boz Skaggs.
No, yeah. Make My Life Shine.
No, it's by Sunga King Avocado. Make My Life Shine.
Wait a minute. It might be called Long Gone. Wait a minute. No, now you're driving me crazy. I'll be long gone.
Loan Me a Dime?
No, but it's on that album.
I'll Be Long Gone. Here it is.
There it is. Oh, the chorus is I'm going to make my life shine. Oh, my God. Let's just listen to this. That's a treat to our listeners.
No, that's okay. Hey, it's our last show of 2021, you know.
How was our year? How was our 2021?
I don't remember. I think it was pretty good.
What were some of the high points?
Good question.
All I can remember is the earlier part of this show.
Yeah, I remember last week's show. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, I can go back that far.
I think we did a series of shows where we couldn't hear or see.
Wait, was I calling in?
That kind of thing. Yeah, you were calling in until early June.
Yeah.
Or actually, maybe you came back in May.
This was a tough year. We were handicapped like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got vaccinated. You got vaccinated early on, so I guess you came back in mid-May.
I'm taking the family. We're taking the family to the UK.
Yeah. Do you want a tour guide in the UK in London, take you around? Somebody who can do like a fake Cockney accent, call you governor. Is that what you're getting at here?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm getting at.
And then you're going to Paris. So you need a tour guide in London from December 24th.
I don't need a tour guide.
24th through 27th, and then Andy needs a tour guide in Paris from 28th to the 31st, say?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can help us out, help Andy out. I don't need the help.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well,
you can email me, ken@wfmu.org. You've actually had tour guides.
Well, Dale Shaw is a friend of the station.
Yeah, Dale.
And he's a friend. I consider him a friend of mine, and we're going to try to get together.
And Jeff came all the way from Edinburgh to meet you in Dublin and showed you around Dublin.
That's right.
I think
that's right.
Yeah. So you scoff at this, but
well, I have plans with Dale. Although think this COVID thing, he might be scared of this.
Which
COVID?
Thing. What's that?
This newfangled COVID scare.
Uh-huh. COVID?
Everyone's scared of it.
Oh,
although, you know, you look at a picture of COVID.
Yeah.
And the pictures they run of COVID,
mm-hmm.
the cover of Time magazine.
Yep.
The molecule looks enormous. The germ looks enormous. But the real germ in real life is, you can't even see it.
No, it's
and everyone's so scared. Oh, you're so scared of this little thing.
It's a virus.
Yeah, a little virus.
Yeah.
Everyone's just, ew.
So
it's so microscopic, you could just step on it.
You can't see Ebola either. Are you afraid of Ebola?
No. Should I be?
No real need for you to be. No, there's no epidemic going on in the U.S.
Well, I'm all boosted up.
So you don't believe in viruses? You can't see them?
I wonder if there'll be any other tourists there. I wonder. You think people are scared off?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have both towns to yourself.
There'll be rioting and looting. The Breckman family.
Yeah, you'll be able to run up the Eiffel Tower two steps at a time.
Yeah, no waiting. Because we ain't scared of no virus.
Yeah, no, it's perfect timing.
We're all boosted up.
Head over to London.
Well, I'm told that London closes down Christmas, so we'd have the town to ourselves anyway.
Yeah.
What are you doing New Year's Eve and Christmas?
I'm going to find some state where weed is legal and go there. Been waiting too long for it to happen in New Jersey.
Wait, isn't it legal in New Jersey?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really?
There's no dispensaries yet.
I thought there was a dispensary. I thought Maplewood or Montclair had a dispensary.
No, those are medical. There's no recreational. No delivery.
And Monty Hall sitting empty.
We can't even apply. We can't even apply until May 15th.
To open up a dispensary here?
Yeah.
Would you want to open one up in Monty Hall?
Maybe.
It's your dream come true. It'll answer the question, where's Ken?
Yeah, you'll never have to worry about where I am anymore.
Exactly. Ken hasn't been in all day. Did you check Monty Hall?
Yeah, we won't get one.
Are you going to apply? What do you need, a license?
Yeah, you got to apply for a dispensary license.
And what, would you sit back there just recommending bongs to high school seniors?
We're not going to sell bongs.
What are you going to do, sell brownies that Hank cooked up that morning? What's the plan?
Yeah, sell edibles.
In Monty Hall?
And tincture. Wax.
So the radio, this radio thing will just be like an afterthought. Ken, isn't it Wednesday, 9 o'clock? Don't you have a show? Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know that drugs...
I completely forgot.
Drugs and beverages is where the money's at. can't get any kind of markup like that on, you know, non-drug beverage stuff.
7 second delay, hash browns.
Hash browns?
Or I don't know. No, hash.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
It is an interesting
idea. Put it into hash browns.
Hash into hash browns.
Right.
Hash browns with hash underlined. Has that ever been done?
Oh, sure.
What has dope not been put into?
I'm sure it's been put into everything. I mean, in legal states now, you can buy it in any form. In soda.
No, in soda?
Yeah. I have some soda. Kush. Kush orange-flavored weed soda.
Do you think I'm going to get through my life without ever being high?
Yes. You're almost there. You've almost done it.
Yeah, I'm almost at the finish line. Do you think I'll regret it?
You don't regret it yet.
I don't regret much. I don't know how to regret things.
What's going
to
make you regret it now?
Just because something. Wouldn't it be horrible? Look, wouldn't it be horrible? I'm 79. I finally try it. I have one of them lollipop deals. And I say, whoa, this is a bit of all right. Wouldn't that be horrible? How long has this been going on?
Yeah.
I bet a lot of geezers feel that way.
When we played pot brownie roulette
at
the UCB Theater, all I can tell you is that you are so lucky you didn't get the pot brownie that night. You would have ended up in the emergency room.
It was pretty strong stuff.
It was just too strong.
Well, I get to say to my kids, I've never been high.
Yeah, and you've never really had a drink.
You get to say that to your kids, too, although it's hard to.
I can't stop laughing.
Everyone breaks out laughing. Hard.
Well, me too, yeah.
Hey, Dad, tell us about how you've never been high again.
I've never been high.
I've never
had a drink.
Yeah.
But you've never had a drink. You had a sip of wine one time?
I mean, there's ceremonial wine.
Jewish
religion.
Where you have a sip.
I don't even do a sip.
You don't? What do you do?
I'll have the grape juice with the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, you really are totally straight edge.
That's my little. I need every advantage I can
get.
It's
very impressive.
It's not impressive. It's the only advantage I have. I'm in a very competitive field. And the only thing I have going for me is my competition are all just stoner losers.
The unemployed field, you mean?
Yeah.
That you're competing in these days?
Yeah. Oh, my. Everyone else in the unemployment line just stoned out of their gourd.
Hey, did you write down that idea? Play us the answering machine message that you're saving?
Yeah.
Because it's interesting to other people?
Yeah, if it's interesting to other people.
Yeah.
That'd be fun in January. That's just a little taste of the kind of stuff we're going to be doing.
Oh, my God, 2022 is going to be such a banger.
Hey, let's do this, because I know we've done this 30 years now.
Uh-huh.
But let's really dig in 2022. Let's really try.
Okay.
No, let's really take it seriously.
I'm serious. I'm there.
Jeremiah, let's call Jeremiah every week in advance, work out the shows.
Yeah, I call him. I call him almost every Tuesday night.
I know, but let's really call him. Maybe Monday. Maybe really work on a show.
Okay.
He's a great producer. Maybe get a second producer that can do pre-production with him. Work with him.
Wow, where did this come from?
I just want to be proud. I just want my kids to be proud of me.
They're not proud of you?
No, they're not. They don't even come downstairs anymore.
Are you still pretending to go to work?
I actually have days where I don't see my daughter. I yell up the stairs. I hear her.
Oh.
How was your day, honey? Fine.
You don't all try to have dinner together?
Honey, No. In fact, that's once or twice a week. How many times a week did you and your family have dinner together when they were in high school?
Most nights.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I recognize my daughter. I mean, I could pick her out of a lineup.
Yeah, but if she wasn't in a lineup, would you recognize her?
She's in lineups plenty.
If she called right now, would you recognize her voice?
If she called right now and didn't identify herself?
Yeah.
And just started to talk? I think I have a shot, a good shot.
Good, good.
Molly is her name. I can name all my kids.
No, you can't.
Well, I mean, not now. I mean,
Yeah, if you have a cheat sheet.
Yeah, if I have. If you give me a good hour to study.
I can name all your kids. There's Evan and Molly.
Evan and Molly, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, no, there's Rachel.
There's Rachel, that's it.
And Josh.
Rachel, Josh, and Julie.
And Julie. And then there's family number three.
My other family in Buffalo.
Scott and Cynthia.
Yeah, oh, Cynthia.
And
what
Brad.
A doll. What a doll. She's and going to Temple University.
Wow, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And then there's family number four in Schenectady.
Yeah. I'm a regular Charles Carolt. Remember Charles Carolt?
Barely.
Remember when he died? He was the guy on 60 Minutes that did all the slice of life.
Right,
you
right.
know, human interest stuff. And then when he died, it turned out he had another family.
Really?
Charles Carolt?
Oh, my yeah. God, I never knew that.
You never know? No.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. Charles Carolt really had a secret family.
Yeah.
Was it the same secret family you have?
Well, he had the trailer. So he had the equipment you need.
Well, you have the van.
I guess he had to swear the camera crew to secrecy.
He had a trailer. You have a free candy van. What's the difference? Hey, Todophonic Todd is covering Weekly World Blues tonight for Matt Fiveash. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
And this is WFMU East Orange. Oh, same thing. Same station.
Yeah, in New York City and Rockland County.
Wait, and I'm also in New York City and Rockland. Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you in Rockland County? I'm 91.9.
And online at
What are you in Rockland County?
We're 91.9.
Yeah, that's yeah. same with me.
Yeah.
And are you online?
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, great.
WFMU.org? Me too.
Hey, man, have fun over the holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your brood and to everyone listening.
And we'll see everybody the first Wednesday in January. Stay tuned for Todophonic Todd and Weekly World Blues.
the young ones twist. Ain't nobody boogie like grandpa do, 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 do. Well, he can boogie while the young ones twist. Well, grandma asked grandpa about something she heard. He been down and twisted with those young girls. You should have been boogieing and let the young folks twist. Then grandpa took grandma to the twisting place.
Feels so good. I wanna boogie. rock till break of dawn. When the old folks bebop,